We're now joined by head coach Ethan Bunnell over at Grundy R5 with Panther Baseball. We were talking about off the air how his team has been waiting and waiting and waiting to get the game in. And this week I thought was going to be pretty good on the hot and humid side, coach. And I get into the station on Monday morning and I see a 30% chance of rain on Tuesday afternoon. So it's crossing your fingers that time, right?
Yeah, we are. The kids are itching to get out there on the field and play someone different. So hopefully, if we get any rain, it'll be after game time, and we're able to get this one in, get the first game of the year under our belt.
So as it appears now, between tomorrow, the 18th, and the 8th of October, you have five games. Are any of the games that have not been played or were postponed, any makeups for those to announce?
There's a couple games there. We're going to play La Plata at home on October 1st. That's a makeup game. And then we're going to we've rescheduled the Green City game for the 28th. Of this month. Well, hopefully we're able to get both those in.
Yeah, that's really good news because, as we said, if you go out for baseball in the fall and you spend all of your time practicing and not playing games, that's not fun for the kids.
No, it's not. We're trying to do our best to do something fun for them. This past week, we've kind of started a little World Series between the team. We're playing upperclassmen versus the underclassmen. So far, the underclassmen got a 2-1 lead on them, so they're actually holding their own.
So we've talked about it on your side and on Coach Lyle's side over at Tri-County. You have the Mustangs scheduled to be in Galt tomorrow night. And, a couple of programs that are pretty evenly matched because you're kind of in the same boat with where you started the program and where you are now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, we both came in playing baseball at the same time. I don't know how many games they've played over the course of the 3 years, but I bet it's probably pretty similar to us, So, as far as that experience goes, we're right there with each other. It's just in games like this, it's going to come down to who's going to make fewer mistakes, fewer errors, and pitching, less walks, and those types of things.
It's such an oddity to, most of the time you talk about a team starting practice on, I think it was the 6th of August, and maybe they have their first game after Labor Day, which it seems like a long time. You have 6 weeks, Coach, a month and a half, so you have to try to decipher, hey, are the guys getting better practice by practice? And I'm sure it's tougher to do when you don't have games to go off of, but do you see some of that improvement just in practice?
Yeah, I do, especially in our younger guys. You can definitely see the improvement that they've made. Our freshmen haven't played as much baseball. They've came a long ways, which, not playing these games probably has helped them out to give them more time in practice instead of going to a game and not playing as much. So it's helped them out a lot. Our older guys, they're ready to get out there and see somebody else and, see what they can do against the competition, see if they have improved and, see if the hard work they've put in has paid off or not.
Let me give you some good news here, Coach. I just got the updated forecast. At least this is as of mid-morning on Monday, and at least for Tuesday and Tuesday night, high 89, heat index 95, so hot and humid tomorrow and partly cloudy Tuesday night. There's no mention of rain right now.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yes, it does.
It's great for baseball.
If there is any, and this is what I kind of picked up from the Kansas City stations on Monday morning, kind of keep your eye toward Iowa. If we get anything tomorrow night, it'd be kind of that sliding from the north to the south sort of deal. So, like I said, we're going to keep our fingers crossed for you, Coach, because I know the boys would just love to play.
Yeah, we would. That is for sure. If it doesn't happen tomorrow night, we're going to have to wait again the rest of the week and not play again until the next week. So,
is it the depth of the roster that you feel like you've taken the biggest step with your level this year, Coach?
Yeah, I'd say so. We've got 14 kids out this year, which the very first season we played, I believe we had 15. So our numbers as high as they've ever been, but we're probably as good from top to bottom as we ever have been as far as kids that can just step in, do a lot of different things, play a lot of different positions. We don't have one kid that couldn't play two or three spots out there on the baseball field. So that's really nice to have. And, it makes it easy for us putting kids in and out and subbing in and out, when they can play multiple places.
So you go to Novinger a week from tonight. That'll be Monday the 24th. And from earlier in the interview, you said Green City was going to be October the 1st?
La Plata will be October the 1st.
Okay. So that'll be good. Obviously, playing back-to-back nights is a challenge, but you're going to have both those games at home come the 1st and 2nd of October.
Yes, yeah, that'll be nice to, play our first few games here at home, get our feet underneath us on the playing actual games, somewhere place where we're familiar, not having to go travel and do all those different things to worry about.
How big is the challenge going to be for a small school like Grundy playing back-to-back nights, Coach?
It's that's where you have to really think about who we're pitching, how long we're letting them pitch, and, you know, if it get into a game where it goes longer or, you know, we have a kid struggling, you got to make the call on when to pull them or not based on when you want them to pitch again. So it is tough. Thankfully, we've got four or five kids that we feel comfortable with putting up there on the mound, and we think they can get the job done. So that, you know, relieves a little bit of that stress from that. But it is something that you always have to keep in the back of your mind and be thinking about.
So Tuesday, Tri-County at Grundy, and then you go to Novinger next Monday. Are those going to be, I would assume they are, softball followed by baseball doubleheaders?
Yep. Those are all softball and baseball doubleheaders.
So I would assume then between games, what they take down the softball walls and they have to, you know, stretch the bases out from 60 feet to 90 feet. Is that pretty much what's done there in that half-hour stretch?
Yeah, we moved the bases back, and most of the fields that we play at, actually, they're either going to have their own separate baseball field like Green City does, or for us, we just have one fence, and it's a short baseball fence and a pretty long softball fence. So
for the softball girls, if you hit it to a good spot, it'll just roll and roll. You get it inside the parker anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So softball tomorrow night, does it start at 5 or 5:30?
Yeah, 5 o'clock tomorrow for softball.
Okay, softball followed by baseball. We're going to hope the rain stays away. It looks good right now forecast-wise. Tri-County at Grundy R5, softball, baseball, doubleheader tomorrow night. If they play it, that'll be the first baseball game of the season. I know for Grundy, I believe for Tri-County as well. We'll double-check that tomorrow with Coach Lyle. Coach Bunnell, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you and the Panthers.
Thank you, Tom.